Common Stocks and Uncommon Profits by Philip A. Fisher. Fixating on short-term price fluctuations, concentrate on the long-term potential of the stock, because if a company is strong today, chances are it will be even stronger in the future. Fisher's advice is to stop trying to outsmart the market and begin investing in businesses with real staying power. Naturally, some moments are more opportune than others for making a move. Market downturns, industry slowdowns, or temporary stock price dips can create golden buying opportunities. Fisher suggests keeping an eye on high-quality stocks that may be undervalued due to short-term market anxieties. Nonetheless, it's crucial to distinguish between a temporary dip and a fundamental problem within a company. As if the business remains robust, a lower stock price could be your chance to invest at a discount. Fisher's philosophy is simple. Don't wait for perfection, but always buy with confidence and a long-term perspective. When to sell and when not to. One of the most arduous decisions an investor can make is selling a stock, as the enticement to cash out after a minor gain is potent and the trepidation of retaining a losing stock can be overwhelming. According to Fisher, however, most investors sell for erroneous reasons, arguing that the optimal moment to sell isn't when a stock's price oscillates, it's when the company's fundamentals degrade. Provided a business is still innovating, expanding, and preserving its competitive edge, there's minimal reason to sell, even if the price seems elevated. A multitude of investors truncate their winners prematurely, settling for modest profits instead of allowing their investments to multiply over time. Thus, the real financial gains in investing stem from patience holding onto exceptional companies for years or even decades. That being said, holding indefinitely is not implied, as there are circumstances when selling becomes imperative. For instance, if a company ceases to innovate, its leadership falters, or competition begins eroding its supremacy, it might be time to divest. Another reason to sell? Realizing that a mistake was made in the initial analysis. Holding on to a poor investment out of pride or obstinance is a costly misjudgment. Fisher advises against selling solely due to short-term market volatility or media-induced panic decisions should always hinge on the company's long-term potential. The essence of success lies not only in knowing when to buy, but also in having the fortitude to hold and the acumen to sell when the opportune moment arises. The hullabaloo about dividends. Many investors fixate on dividends, holding the belief that a stock paying a high dividend is inherently a good investment. Yet Fisher disputes this mindset, asserting that dividends shouldn't be the primary reason for selecting a stock. Instead, he underscores a company's growth potential, elucidating that enterprises that reinvest profits into research, expansion, and new innovations often yield far greater returns in the long run compared to those merely distributing earnings to shareholders. Although dividends provide immediate income, they can also constrain a company's ability to finance future growth. Hence, a company that prioritizes reinvestment over short-term payouts generally possesses a much brighter future. Nevertheless, Fisher doesn't entirely dismiss dividends, acknowledging that for certain investors, particularly those requiring steady income dividends, can be beneficial. Yet he cautions against pursuing high-dividend stocks without evaluating their capacity to sustain long-term growth. A company that pays substantial dividends but isn't innovating or expanding may seem attractive at present, but it could lag behind competitors over time. Fisher's philosophy is clear. If a company is wisely utilizing its profits to foster future growth, those returns will eventually far surpass any short-term dividend payments. Five don'ts for investors. Mistakes are part of investing. Nevertheless, some errors can be devastating. Fisher outlines five key pitfalls that investors must avoid. Firstly, never buy a stock based on a hot tip or a rumor, since acting on unverified information is a recipe for disaster. Secondly, don't blindly follow market trends, because just because a stock is popular doesn't mean it's a good investment. By the time everyone is buying, it's often too late. Thirdly, avoid excessive diversification, as owning too many stocks might seem like a safe approach, but it often dilutes returns and makes it harder to monitor each investment properly. The fourth mistake? Focusing too much on past stock performance instead of future potential, considering that just because a stock has performed well in the past doesn't mean it will continue to do so, as investors must analyze whether a company still has room to grow. Lastly, Fisher warns against impatience, noting that many investors panic when their stocks don't rise immediately and sell too soon, whereas the greatest returns come to those who wait. Holding on to strong companies through market ups and downs is what builds real wealth. Avoiding these five traps can make the difference between mediocre investing and exceptional investing. Five more don'ts for investors. Fisher continues his list of costly mistakes with five more investor traps. Firstly, don't buy low-quality companies just because their stock is cheap, as a bad business rarely makes a good investment, no matter how low the price. Secondly, don't be deceived by flashy financial reports, since some companies manipulate numbers to appear stronger than they are. Yet real success comes from sustainable growth and competitive strength. Thirdly, don't concentrate too much on short-term profits, given that companies prioritizing immediate earnings over long-term strategy often struggle to survive in a rapidly changing market. The fourth mistake? Overlooking management quality, considering even the best business idea can fail under weak leadership. Fisher emphasizes that great companies are built by great teams, and investors should always assess the people running the company. Lastly, he cautions against trying to time the market perfectly, since many investors wait for the perfect price, only to watch the stock skyrocket while they hesitate. Instead of fixating on minor price movements, the smart approach is to identify a great company when you see it and invest with confidence. These additional five warnings reinforce Fisher's belief that investing isn't about luck. It's about discipline, research, and thinking long term. How I go about finding a growth stock. Finding a winning stock isn't a guessing game. Rather, it's about knowing where to look and what to look for. Fisher shares his method for identifying companies with high growth potential, and it goes far beyond just reading financial statements. Instead, he concentrates on understanding the company's business model, industry position, and leadership quality, heavily relying on the scuttlebutt method, gathering insights from employees, suppliers, and even competitors. A company that continuously innovates, expands its market, and maintains strong leadership is far more likely to deliver long-term success. Nonetheless, recognizing a growing stock is only half the battle, Fisher emphasizes that patience is just as crucial as the initial selection, as even the best companies encounter rough patches and many investors bail out too soon. When a stock dips temporarily, he advises looking at the bigger picture. Does the company have a clear vision for the future? Is it reinvesting in its own growth? If the answer is yes, then short-term fluctuations shouldn't shake an investor's confidence. The ability to identify great stocks and hold on to them is what distinguishes successful investors from the rest. Summary and conclusion. At its core, Fisher's investment philosophy revolves around thinking long-term, conducting thorough research, and avoiding emotional decision-making. He rejects the notion of chasing market trends or making impulsive trades. Instead, he encourages investors to concentrate on discovering companies with sustainable competitive advantages and strong leadership. His 15 points offer a framework for identifying truly exceptional businesses, while his scuttlebutt method enables investors to gain real-world insights that most people overlook. He warns against common pitfalls, urging investors to resist speculation, avoid market hype, and remain disciplined in their approach. Ultimately, successful investing isn't about reacting to short-term stock movements. Rather, it's about comprehending the businesses behind those stocks. Fisher believes that by meticulously selecting a handful of outstanding companies and holding onto them for years, investors can amass incredible wealth. His approach necessitates patience, but for those willing to put in the effort, the rewards can be life-changing. Investing isn't merely about buying stocks. It's about understanding how businesses grow, thinking strategically, and having the confidence to let great investments do their work. Part 2. Conservative investors sleep well. Fisher's four dimensions of conservative investing: strong management, sustainable growth, resilience, and integrity provide a clear blueprint for identifying safe, long-term investments. By concentrating on companies that meet these criteria, investors can construct a portfolio that not only withstands the market fluctuations, but also prospers in the face of them. True conservative investing isn't about entirely avoiding risk. Rather, it's about managing risk by selecting companies capable of weathering any storm and continuing to grow year after year. The first dimension of a conservative investment. A truly conservative investment isn't about playing it safe, but about choosing companies built to last. Fisher introduces the first dimension of conservative investing: the quality of a company's management and operations. The best investments come from businesses that operate with discipline, efficiency, and a relentless focus on long-term growth. A well-managed company doesn't just survive market fluctuations, it thrives in spite of them. For this reason, conservative investors don't just look at financial statements. They delve deeper into understanding who is running the company and how they're making decisions. Leadership that prioritizes innovation, financial responsibility, and smart expansion is what differentiates strong investments from weak ones. Nevertheless, spotting great management isn't always easy, and Fisher advises examining how companies handle challenges. Do they cut corners to boost short-term profits, or do they reinvest wisely to secure their future? Are they transparent about their strategies, or do they hide behind vague statements? A company's ability to execute its vision while maintaining financial stability is what makes it a solid, long-term investment. The key takeaway? Conservative investors don't just look for stability, they seek companies that are built to endure. The second dimension. Growth is the lifeblood of any investment, and the second dimension of a conservative stock is its ability to expand over time. Although not all growth is beneficial, some companies may surge quickly, but then crash just as fast, while others adopt a slow and steady approach, building on solid foundations. Fisher emphasizes that the best investments come from companies with sustainable growth, those that reinvest in their business, consistently innovate, and expand their market share in a lasting manner. A conservative investor isn't merely looking for a company that's performing well today. They're seeking one that will continue to thrive a decade from now. So, how do you identify genuine growth potential? Fisher advises against getting caught up in the hype, as a stock that's rising rapidly might seem appealing. But if the company lacks a solid strategy, that growth won't endure. Instead, he suggests examining how a company reinvests its earnings, asking if it is spending wisely on research and development and expanding into new markets with a clear plan. Companies that grow at a steady, controlled pace without overextending themselves are the ones that make the best long-term investments. The third dimension. Every company faces challenges, yet only the strongest survive. The third dimension of a conservative investment is resilience. A company's ability to withstand economic downturns, market shifts, and unexpected obstacles. Fisher explains that investors often concentrate excessively on a company's performance during good times. Without considering how it might handle adversity, a truly solid investment is one that can endure crises without losing its competitive edge. This is why conservative investors don't just examine a company's profitability, they assess its ability to rebound when things go wrong. So how do you tell if a company is resilient? Fisher suggests analyzing its history to see if it has survived past recessions. Has it adapted to industry changes? More importantly, does it have a leadership team that knows how to navigate uncertainty? Companies with strong financial reserves, diversified revenue streams, and a track record of astute decision-making are far more likely to provide consistent returns. Even in turbulent markets, if a company has demonstrated its ability to adapt and flourish under pressure, it's a sign of a strong, conservative investment. The fourth dimension. A company can have great leadership, sustainable growth, and resilience, but if it lacks integrity, it's not a safe investment. Fisher's fourth dimension of a conservative stock is trustworthiness. He argues that no matter how good a company looks on paper, if its leadership engages in dishonest practices or prioritizes short-term gains over long-term success, it's a ticking time bomb investors must ask, does this company operate with transparency and ethical leadership, or does it rely on misleading numbers and market manipulation? However, trustworthiness isn't just about avoiding fraud. It's about how a company treats its employees, customers, and shareholders. Businesses that prioritize integrity tend to attract top talent, build customer loyalty, and avoid unnecessary legal trouble. Fisher warns against companies that make bold promises but fail to follow through. If a company's leadership isn't honest about its challenges, or if it constantly changes its messaging to please investors, that's a red flag. Conservative investors should always prioritize companies that play the long game with integrity, rather than those chasing quick wins with risky strategies. More about the fourth dimension. Integrity isn't merely an ethical issue, and it directly impacts a company's financial success. Fisher explains that companies with strong moral foundations tend to make better decisions and build stronger relationships with their stakeholders. A company that values honesty will likely have a more stable business model, thus avoiding scandals and financial disasters that can destroy shareholder value overnight. Investors who overlook this dimension often find themselves blindsided when unethical behavior leads to lawsuits, fines, or sudden stock crashes. One of the biggest warning signs of poor integrity is inconsistency. Fisher advises investors to scrutinize how a company's leadership has behaved over time. Have they adhered to their core business strategy, or have they made reckless decisions for short-term gains? Do they communicate transparently with shareholders, or do they hide behind complex financial jargon? The best companies are those that operate with both vision and honesty. A conservative investor doesn't just seek a company that looks good today. They seek a company that will still be trustworthy decades down the line. Still more about the fourth dimension. Fisher emphasizes that integrity and transparency aren't just desirable qualities. They are essential for long-term investment success. A company that cuts corners or prioritizes quick wins over sustainable growth poses a significant risk, regardless of how promising it appears. Conversely, businesses that operate with integrity tend to attract the best employees, earn customer loyalty, and avoid costly legal troubles. These factors collectively contribute to long-term stability and profitability. Nevertheless, trusting a company doesn't mean blindly believing in it. Fisher reminds investors that even a once reliable company can deteriorate under new leadership. Hence, it's crucial to continually monitor management decisions and company culture. Are executives taking unnecessary risks? Is the company becoming less transparent? These are indicators that an investment may no longer be as secure as it once was. Conservative investors sleep well at night not because they assume their stocks are safe, but because they've diligently ensured they are. Part 3. Developing an investment philosophy. Investing isn't solely about picking stocks. It's about building a philosophy that guides every decision you make. Fisher didn't wake up one day with a perfect strategy. His approach evolved through years of experience, trial and error, and a relentless search for what truly drives long-term success. He discovered that financial statements only tell part of the story. The real key lies in understanding leadership, innovation, and a company's ability to shape the future. He also observed how most investors get distracted by short-term noise, failing to recognize incredible opportunities right in front of them. Fisher's philosophy is clear. Great investments aren't found by following the crowd, but by thinking differently and staying patient. Now, let's dive deeper into each of these lessons and uncover how they can change the way you invest forever. Origins of a philosophy. Great investors aren't born. They're made through years of trial, error, and continuous learning. Fisher's investment philosophy didn't develop overnight. Initially, like many others, he relied on traditional financial metrics, earnings reports, balance sheets, and stock price movements. However, something fell off. He realized that numbers alone couldn't tell the full story of a company's future success. Some businesses looked great on paper but failed miserably in execution, whereas others seemed financially unimpressive but were quietly building groundbreaking innovations. That's when Fisher had his breakthrough. The real key to investing wasn't just in the numbers, it was in understanding people, leadership, and long-term vision. This insight changed everything. Instead of relying purely on financial analysis, Fisher began examining companies like an investigator. He wanted to know who was running the business, how they made decisions, and why their company was different from the rest. This led him to develop his scuttlebutt method, gathering information from employees, customers, and even competitors to uncover insights not found in financial reports. This approach gave him a huge advantage. He wasn't just picking stocks based on charts. He was discovering great companies long before the market caught on, and that's what set him apart from the average investor. Learning from experience. Every investor makes mistakes, although it's what they learn from them that separates the winners from the losers. Fisher's early experiences in the stock market were full of lessons. He invested in companies that seemed strong financially but lacked innovation. He bought stocks in businesses with impressive earnings but weak leadership. And he quickly realized that a great stock isn't just one with solid numbers, it's one with a future. The best investments weren't just profitable today, they were the ones that would continue to dominate their industries for years to come. Through these experiences, Fisher observed a pattern. The most successful companies had visionary leaders, strong corporate cultures, and a relentless drive to improve. They weren't focused on short-term stock price movements, they were committed to building something great. He also learned the importance of patience. Many investors panic when a stock drops temporarily, but Fisher understood that short-term price swings don't matter in the grand scheme of things if you've picked a great company. The best thing you can do is hold on and let time do its work. This mindset became a core part of his philosophy, and it's why he was able to identify and profit from some of the best investments of his time. The philosophy matures. With experience came refinement. Fisher's philosophy evolved as he discovered what truly made companies thrive in the long run. He realized that the best businesses didn't just compete within existing industries, they created new ones. These were the companies that weren't merely following trends, they were setting them. And at the heart of this transformation was innovation. Fisher placed an enormous emphasis on research and development, recognizing that companies investing in future growth were far more likely to dominate their markets. Another key realization: time is an investor's greatest ally. Many people focus on quick profits, trying to time the market and jumping in and out of stocks. However, Fisher believed that true wealth was built by identifying extraordinary companies and holding onto them for decades. He wasn't obsessed with buying stocks at their lowest price or selling at their peak. He was focused on owning businesses that would continue to grow year after year. His philosophy became clear: don't chase market trends, don't focus on short-term noise, and don't underestimate the power of patience. Investing isn't about predicting tomorrow. It's about believing in the future. Is the market efficient? For decades, economists have argued that the stock market is efficient, meaning stock prices always reflect all available information. However, Fisher wasn't convinced. He believed that the market constantly misprices companies, especially the great ones. Why? Because most investors are too focused on short-term results. They obsess over quarterly earnings, react emotionally to news, and overlook businesses that are quietly building game-changing innovations, thus creating opportunities for those who can see beyond the noise. Fisher's approach was built on the idea that great companies are always undervalued at some point. He understood that while most investors were chasing the latest fads, he could find hidden gems companies with strong leadership, visionary strategies, and relentless innovation. The market might take years to fully recognize their potential, but that didn't matter. By staying patient and focusing on fundamentals, Fisher knew he could outperform those who were too impatient to see the bigger picture. His philosophy was straightforward. The stock market isn't perfectly efficient, it's just incredibly short-sighted, and for those who can think long-term, that's where the greatest opportunities lie.